Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Open up your Bibles if you got them open. The book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Thank you, Jerry. Tim. And the 18th verse. I keep having these brainstorms for these messages that I want to deliver and minister myself. But then God keeps reaching down in me and pulling something out of my spirit that he'd rather I preach. And he does it at some of the most inopportune times. I said, Lord, why don't you just do it while I'm already studying? Not after I've already made my mind up to minister this message. He said, because if I did that, it would be prepared just like the one you're getting ready to preach. I said, well, that's what I thought you wanted. No. I want to be led by my spirit, not by your flesh. We're going to have Brother Charles testify in a little bit. Brother Charles, give you some chance to let the anointing float on you so you don't be everywhere. God gave him a great miracle. Amen. And he ain't getting out of here without letting you know about it. Because some of y'all might be going through the same thing that he went through. And you need to know that you can go and do what you got to do and God will still be with you. And he'll bring you through it. Amen. Elijah here. Isaiah, I'm sorry. Isaiah, y'all ain't in Elijah. Oh, yeah, the book. Okay. Isaiah, the 18th verse, it says, remember ye not the former, neither consider the things of old. We were dealing with something like that last week, weren't we? Yeah. Forgetting those things which are behind you. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Amen. We know that Isaiah was a prophetic prophet. His messages didn't just deal with Israel per se, but it dealt with this body that God had already predestinated that we be who we are now. That's us, the body of Christ. And when Isaiah was prophesying this, I was reading this yesterday and I was going over it. And I was saying, Lord, this is messages to Israel. I don't want to preach a message that's to Israel. God said, no, it's not to Israel. It's to the Israel that you know, but it's to the body that I know.
Come on now.
Amen. So as being that body of believers, God said, you're going to minister this. He said, that's when God said, remember you preached last week, forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing forward. Well, this is that same time. Where do you think Paul got that message from?
All right.
Amen. Everything that he preached or in the books that he wrote came out of the Old Testament. He says, remember ye not. Don't forget to mention not. We spend a lot of time going over stuff in our past. Reminding ourselves of the way it was or the way we didn't like it. We want to forget those things because those things will latch onto you and they will suck the life out of you. You try to do all you can for God and live and be happy and be joyous. And there are things that have latched on and they're like leeches.
Amen.
They don't take a lot, just enough. Yeah. So that they can survive and you don't feel it till they done got more than enough. All the time you're feeling weak and tired and weary and worn down and worn out because these leeches, these things that have pressed their way onto you. He said, but ye not the former things. You have to push those things out of your spirit. And it says, don't consider. Somebody say consider. I like getting a breakdown from the original writers because they tell you exactly what a word means. When it, the word consider, you think it would mean contemplate. Here in this particular verse, the word consider means mentally separated. So that lets you know what he's talking about. He's talking about your spirit man. You have to mentally separate yourselves from the things that are ancient in your life. Most ancient things do what? They produce cobwebs. Yeah, they do. You leave something sitting in the corner long enough, it'll produce a cobweb. And when we see cobwebs, what do we think of? Spiders. Now, men will walk around cobwebs most of the time, just let them be. Women go crazy over them cobwebs. Be beating them with brooms and sticks and using their foot to kick them down. And that's the way the church is supposed to be. You're supposed to tear down them cobwebs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
yes.
You've got to come to a place where you separate yourself mentally from things, former things, that try to hold you back and hold you down. It's not easy to learn because I've had to learn how to do it. But I'm telling you, it can be done.
Amen.
You can come to a place in your life where you can mentally up here. Remember the word of God says, cast down every imagination. We mentally, we up here reason within ourselves.
Yeah.
And we convince ourselves, well, maybe it's a possibility. We just, no, you don't.
Amen.
Ain't no way in the world you deserve whatever you're going through. Amen.
Amen.
He said, consider the things of old. When you look at the word things, it's dealing with not just things natural, but it's also dealing with things spiritual. Things above and things in the middle, things below. It's dealing with all things. But he says, behold, God said, look here. I know you're going through, but behold. I know you're tired and you're racked in your spirit, but behold. I know you're weary from trying to do the right things. But behold, I know you're tired of folks persecuting you and afflicting you and coming against you. But God said, behold, I know you're tired of folks being stupid. I just got to say it. And ignorant. I was listening to Dottie McClurkin this morning. And somebody, he had getting calls in about the Clark sisters, about who was the first one to go solo. Anyway, folks were calling. Well, somebody called in. I don't remember her name. But whoever she was, she had done his show. And she called in and she says, Donnie, she says, I enjoyed doing your show. You need to retire and let me do it. He said, and furthermore, you don't play the piano like you used to. Now, this is on the air. This on the air. You don't play the piano like you used to, so you need to just move aside. And he got really quiet. And before he, I guess he was getting ready to go off the air to a commercial, but before he went off, you heard him say, she's so ignorant. He must have realized that it went out over the airways because when he came back on, he said, that's my, you know how sisters and brothers are. But see, there are folks that have the ability to touch you in the most. And before you know it, you react. That's why we have to take those things that are in our mind and we have to mentally separate ourselves. God said, behold, perceive, I will do. He said, I will do. The I am, the creator, the maker of all things. You don't have to do it. All you have to do is see it and believe it. I will do a new thing. When I saw that new thing, Pastor, it kind of jumped out at me. Yeah, that's what I'm looking. Something new. The word new means fresh. Something that don't stink. Or something that ain't got stale. Y'all don't hear me this morning. We got a lot of folks in our lives that are stale. And they stink to high heaven because of their self-righteous attitudes. Amen. That's why you have to separate yourself in your mind. You can't let them get into your spirit. Amen. Man, I don't care how long you fast and pray. You still got to get back in this stuff. You can't leave it. Amen. Bless you. Again. I'll show you. I will do. I like the word do because it means to create. It also means, listen to this. I like this, Elder Norman. It also means, in the Latin version of it, it means to manipulate. God said, I will manipulate a new thing. That means he's going to come forth and manipulate things around you. Folks that are mad, he can make them glad. Folks that are hurting, he can make them healed. Folks that are afflicting you, he can cause them to be afflicted. Folks that are persecuting you, he can make them get persecuted. Folks don't understand until they're going through the same thing that you're going through. Then they have a clearer understanding of what it is that you're dealing with. I want God to do something new. Manipulate this thing. Make it new. Oh, glory to God. Then he said, now, he said, but now, while I'm manipulating it or making it work, it's going to spring forth. That means it's got to start somewhere. That means it's got to start young. It means it's budding. Amen. It means it's budding. Folks laugh at me, but I say, you know what, Lord? If I had to pick a flower I want to be like, I want to be like the dandelion. Because you can't get rid of them. They don't care nothing about mountains, cliffs, dirt, rock, water. They grow anywhere. And they're just as bright and yellow. You better start deciding who you want to be like. I used to want to be like different preachers, but I decided I'd rather be like that flower. Because it grows without thinking. Huh? It does, doesn't it? And it can grow anywhere. And almost now under any conditions. I've seen dandelions just as bright and yellow when it being 20 degrees outside. And I'd be like, how's that thing alive? Because God wants us to know we can survive in anything that we go through. Yeah. And still have the joy of the Lord in your life. Yeah. But you got to see it. Behold, you got to see it. It shall spring forth. And he says, shall you not know it? You don't think you're going to know it? You don't think you're going to sense it? You don't think you're going to feel it? You're going to know. You are going to know. I will even make a way in the wilderness. God said, I can pave you a road. The word way is translated road. I can pave you a road in the middle of your wilderness experience and show you where you need to walk and how not to fall off the road. He's trying to tell us something. I can do this. I'm going to do this. All I need you to do is to believe. That's all you got to do today is believe. God said, I'll do it. I'll pave, I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I need some rivers in the desert. Rivers means streams, or it's also translated here prosperity. Desert, when it talks about the desert here, it's talking about desolation. There are so many things that we have been through in our life that have created desolation in our lives.
Yeah.
Desolations are places that are uninhabitable. We go through some things sometimes and it makes our praise uninhabitable. God don't want to get in it because it ain't real. In our worship, in our study, in our servitude to Him. Our trials of this life, there are things going on all over the world that are absolutely tedious and crazy. The Amen. Things people are doing.
Amen.
And they have no remorse. I lost my lens again. I'm going to put 15 pair of glasses in my purse. In my briefcase. Don't y'all be looking at me like that. The beast of the field shall honor me. One eye is better than none, Brother Andy. One lens, don't stop, no show. The beast of the field shall honor me. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, beast.
Beast.
Say it again.
Beast.
Beast here is somebody, something that's mythical. How many of y'all have created a beast in your minds that really don't exist because of something you've been through? It's quiet in here now. I had all kind of monsters running around in my head. Pastor Keys, telling me this and telling me that. This thing and that thing. They were monsters. That's I like that. Who said that? Homemade monsters. We created them ourselves. God trying to, thank you. God trying to manipulate us to blessing, and we trying to manipulate ourselves to curses. But when you going to do it, Lord? When I do it. Well, when's that going to be? When I do it. Well, how long is it going to take? When I do it. But when you start, Lord, is it going to take a long time? When I do it, are you going to change me or change them? Then he answered, I'm going to change you. Well, that ain't what I wanted to hear, Lord. I'm not, yeah, you are. Because if you were in a place you need to be with me, what they doing, wouldn't make you fall off the cliff or miss the road. I got to go. Y'all looking at me kind of mean out there. The beast of the field shall honor me. And if we go supernaturally spiritual with it, God's talking about your beast. I use me, Sister Brenda. Yeah, I got a beast in me. It's called old nature. And he want to do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he can do it, and think he going to get away with it. Not worried about the what's going to happen. The consequence that's going to fall down on my spiritual walk. He a beast. He don't care about nothing but himself. But God said, the beast is going to honor me. You know why he's going to honor me? Because God said, I will make. I'm going to take my word that's in your life and manipulate you to a place of sure praise. Yeah. 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 Y'all, God done manipulated me into some stuff. And I go, man, how'd I get here? God said, if you hadn't got there, you'd be dead. So I said, oh, thank you, glory. We don't want to praise until we think everything is already all right. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. I'll make the beasts of the field shall honor me, shall glorify me. Listen to this. The dragons and the owls. Now, if you go back into the beginning of Genesis, if you did some research, you find out that there were prehistoric beasts in the land. I don't know if a dragon was in it. Don't know. But if the Bible has a description of it, then it had to be there. The Bible says it was a fire-spitting creature. The word spitting means something that's internally transformed outwardly. How many of y'all got folks spitting fire on y'all? That's a beast too. It's trying to afflict your beast because it can't affect your God. So it wants to afflict your beast. It wants to attack the nature that's in you so that it'll make you leave and change your direction and not follow after the true God. Oh, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh. The dragons and the owls. You just don't have. Maybe that's why the man of God wrote, "Think it not strange the fiery trials that you're subjected to." And then it talks about owls. We know that owls are actually birds of prey. They're meat eaters. They don't eat fruit. They don't eat nuts. They like live meat. Guess when they hunt? At night. They got these big old eyes that turn the light bulbs as they fly. They can see anything running across the ground. There's a lot of folks that are around you that have them big old eyes. And they can see in the midst of darkness on how to pray on you. Yep. On your darkest hours, things you're going through, things you've been subjected to, things that are trying to break you down, things that are trying to destroy you, things that are trying to separate you from the love of God, they see it. And they pray on your disposition, and they pray on your attitude, and they pray on your mindset, and they pray on your heartbeat, they pray on you. And this stuff got so bad out here, we take it personal. Lord be telling me, didn't I teach you? Don't take it personal. God don't take it personal, but I do. God said, that's what I'm trying to teach you. You and me is you. You done separate yourself from me, and you're trying to be all about you. But God said it don't matter about the dragons. It don't matter about the owls because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I can make a way where there is no way. If the roads are closed and the mountains fall in and the rivers flood, I'll still make a way of escape for you. If this earth begins to burn up from the sun, I'll shade you. If earthquakes happen all over around you, I'll protect you. All you got to do is only believe. You got to only believe. God said, I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. Somewhere in the First Peter says, my people. A peculiar people. Separated unto me. And then the Old Testament says, my people which I call by my name. If they will humble themselves. And do what? Turn from your wicked ways. It's talking about you got to turn from that old nature that is wicked and injurious in nature. Turn from it. Bring it under subjection. And I'll heal your land. You know why we can't get our lands healed? Because we don't want to admit we got that in us. Amen. We don't want to think we got that in us. But baby, let me tell you something. God don't care about me. He don't care about you. When it comes to us, because he said, what you do in the dark, I'm going to bring it to the light. And he don't have no problem with doing it. And he do it when you think you done got away with it. And he will burn you. We want to blame the devil and blame this one. You burned yourself. I have set all my own fires. That's right. I got burned by all my own fires. I didn't get burned by Brother Tim's fire or Pastor Relevant's fire. I got burned by my fires. But God, in his infinite grace, I know you're foolish, son, but that's all right. I know you'd have knuckled up on this, but I got you. I see you falling off the cliff, but I'm going to soften your fall. I saw you set that fire, son, but I'm going to get in it so they don't leave no residue. He said, I will. My people. My chosen people. How many know you've been chosen by God? I don't know. Every hand in here should have went up. You may not be a preacher or something, but you still been chosen by God. You didn't get this far because you wasn't. Amen. I come to the conclusion I can't run like I used to, but I'm alive. Amen. I can't jump up and down no more. When I jump off this step, I catch myself in mid-thought. Lord, don't let me break it. Now, don't think for 1 minute that my body knows that it can't do that. But I'll do it in a minute. Halfway down, Brother Ricky, I'm going, oh, snaps. Trying to brace myself. But God said, I know you. I've been knowing you from the foundation of this earth, and I know what you're capable of. I'm finna show you who I am. I'm gonna manipulate your mind. I'm gonna manipulate your heart. I'm gonna manipulate your spirit, and you're gonna serve me with all diligence. This people have I formed for myself, my God. Molding. God is constantly molding us, forming us, recreating us like a potter. You know them times when it seemed like you fell by the wayside? That was the time that God decided that your pot wasn't right and just dropped it. But he always restarted. He reached down and he pulled you up and he said, come on, let's start again. But you've got to believe. Amen. You'd be amazed at the folks in the house of God, in the church, in the body of Christ that just go through the motions. They don't really believe. God said, I'm forming you for me. I'm forming you to be a body for me. So that when people see you, they can see me. If when people see you, they don't see me, then there's a problem. But because we got so much mess going on around us and in our lives, so much ridicule, so much persecution, so much affliction, so much sickness, folks sometimes don't see Jesus. Because our minds are caught up on our circumstances in our situations, and you get to a place where you just don't want to be bothered. All right, well, I'll just say medium. You find yourself running from folks that really don't mean you any harm because you lump them in the same category with the ones that do. Because all the faces start to look alike. But God said, I got a people that I'm forming, that I'm recreating, that I'm making, that I'm pottering, that are going to be my, be in me, and I'm going to be in them. They're going to show forth my praise. This song just dropped in my spirit. Sister Diane, I never watched this movie. I never had the patience to watch it. But God says sometimes you have to sing in the rain. You have to sing in the rain. When it rains, we want to do what? Get out of it. God says you got to sing in the midst of it. Glorify him so he can show forth his praises and his glory and his honor in the earth. God put you here for a reason, so that his nature and his character will manifest in your life, so he can recreate you, so the glory of the living God and whatever hell you're going through, they can still see God. However bad you feel, they can still see God. Whatever troubles you got, they can still see God. Whatever hurts you're going through, they can still see God. Whatever financial problems you're having, they can still see God. I don't care what you're going through, whether spiritual, physical, financial, God wants them to still see him. That's why he's forming you. That's why he's recreating you. That's why you're going through some of the things you're going through, so God can potter you the way he wants you to be. God's got an established covenant with you, and God's got something for you, and he's moving you into it. He's moving you towards it. So, but remember, on your way to it, you got to go through hell. You got to be tried like a fire. You're going to be tempted on every side, but you're going to go through it. Why are you going to go through it? Because I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Because we belong to God. In all of our troubles, in all of our hurt, in all of our mess up, in all of our screw ups, we still belong to God. You just gotta believe. You just gotta believe. Don't let your mind be separated from your faith in God. Oh yeah, it gets rough. It gets rough. It gets so bad you can't see the road in front of you. Yeah. I hate to drive, and hate is a strong word, at night when it's raining. Because I absolutely cannot see for some strange reason. I can't see the lines in the road. I don't know whether it's the rain or what. But I absolutely, with glasses or without glasses. So when it's raining, I just do not like to drive at night. But sometimes you don't have no choice. You don't have a choice. You got to get out there in it and trust God. Sometimes God will lead you places you have nowhere where you're going. Paul didn't know where he was going. All he can remember is what he had did at that time. I remember in my mind, they lead me, I'm blind, I can't see. Who do I trust? Where do I put my confidence? Where's my faith? I'm blind. They lead me. He saved me on the road, but why did he blind me? And put me in the hands of people that I don't know. People that I've been persecuting, who I know in my mind want to kill me. That's why he wrote the scripture, forgetting those things which are behind me. I got to give that mess up and do the work that God, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. Stop yoking yourself down with it. Stop yoking yourself down with it. If that's the case, you might as well put a bell on it and let everybody know you coming. So they know to run. Because don't nobody want to be around folks that complain and whine and bellyache except folks that whine, complain, and bellyache. Because it's like listening to themselves and looking at themselves in the mirror. But we're the chosen of God. We've been called out, separated to the supernatural. But you've got to believe, behold, and see who you are in God so that you can press your way into it. Amen. Everybody stand.